For example, such and such token, an oval token, might represent a sheep or a container of barley. The meaning of the token is lost to us because there is nothing written on it. So we have to try and reconstruct it to make an educated guess. But those who use the token system would know that an oval token does not mean barley, it means a sheep. And so the fact that the same types of tokens are found widely indicates that there is a communication that those involved in the process understood. In addition to the simple shapes of tokens, there are more complex pieces. These complex tokens are a little bit easier for us to identify because they sometimes look like the objects that they are supposed to represent. Tool shapes, food shapes. If they're clay, they might be engraved with an image that we can recognize as a sheaf of wheat, for example. And so these complex tokens would have conveyed very specific information to their users. Both simple and complex tokens were used at the same time. So here we do not see a development from a simple token system to a complex token system, simply that both were used at the same time. The system is used throughout the Near East, not just in Mesopotamia, and it appears at many different sites. So this suggests that there is an understanding of what the tokens mean, what the token system means, even if we can't reconstruct it securely. It also indicates that there is a shared economy and perhaps even culture. Unlike some of the other artifacts that we've looked at, how we interpret tokens is really an exploration of how people thought, what their understanding was of numbers, their cognitive development. And so this particular artifact is especially exciting. It lets us think about someone who used a token. What were they trying to convey? These would be people heavily involved in the economic exchange or trade. And so we get, even though we're just looking at a lump of clay, it lets us imagine how people thought. And I think that's pretty exciting. The next stage in the token system is the development of an envelope for the token, which is called a bulla or bulli for plural. The bulli appear around 3500 BC. These bulli, these envelopes, would contain the tokens. So each token represents a number. If you are sending a large number of goods, you need to send as many tokens as goods you are sending. This is one of the drawbacks we'll talk about later on. A container is useful. Presumably, tokens were originally sent in bags that could be sealed, but a clay envelope or a bulla would ensure that the number of tokens received would be the same as that sent. Right? Nothing lost along the way, sold, rifled, perhaps stolen along the way. And so the bulla seems to provide our earliest evidence for preventing cheating, or at least the idea that there was a guarantee that what objects were sent were the ones received. This would seem to make sense to us, but there's a catch, as so often. Many of the bullae that are found are intact. So if someone sent a bulla full of tokens to another city, presumably the recipient of the goods would want to crack the bulla open and see how many tokens had been sent. But the fact that this doesn't happen suggests that misrepresentation or cheating was not the function of the bulla, but simply a way of guaranteeing the idea if it was necessary. It's hard to know how many bulla were in fact open, of course, because we don't find those as easily. Another important development in the bulla system is that we have found bulla that have the tokens stamped on the outside of the surface. So remember, we have the shape of the token indicating a specific quantity, and the number of tokens inside is stamped on the outside.